Hare Krishna. The unlikeliness of the setting underscores the urgency of the message. Suppose there were a Cricket World Cup final and there are thousands of spectators crowding in the stadiums. There's loud cheering, running commentary going on, and all the fielders are assembled, umpires are in position. The bowler is about, is in the run-up. And suddenly at that time, the batsman approaches the non-striker and starts talking with them. And suppose the two of them go into a long talk. Now, if we knew that the batsman and the non-striker both were high-caliber players who would not fall into stress or use such a cheap strategy to delay the proceedings, then we would understand that if they are talking at such a critical moment when everybody is waiting for the action, then that means that there must be something very urgent that they are talking about. So a similar inference can be drawn from the fact that Krishna and Arjuna discussed the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita on the war field. The first chapter describes how both the sides were assembled ready for fighting. And while they were all set for fighting, at that time when both the conches had been blown, and at that time when Arjuna had almost picked up his bow, he was about, like a batsman about to assume guard, Arjuna had picked up his bow and he was ready to fight. So at that time suddenly he tells Krishna, Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapayame Achyuta Yavadetan Niriksheham Yodhukaman Avasthitan. So in 1.21 he states that Senayor Ubhayor Madhye, that in the two, between two armies, Ratham Sthapayame Achyuta, O Achyuta, O Krishna, please place my chariot, Yavadetan Niriksheham, by which I will be able to see Yodhukaman Avasthitan, who are there that are assembled. And after this, what happens? Arjuna gets confused about whether I should fight or not. And then Krishna starts speaking the Bhagavad Gita. So when Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita, it goes on for a fairly long time. And normally we feel that I have so many things to do in life. I'm a go-getter. I just don't sit on an armchair and discuss philosophy. But what can be a situation that calls for go-getting more urgently than a war? So, the very fact that Arjuna took out time in the middle of a battlefield, about to, when the war was about to start, to discuss the Gita, indicates that at one level the situation is setting is so unlikely. But the very unlikeliness of the setting underscores the urgency of the message. Arjuna felt that I need to understand this message. And that's why he took that time out. He paused everything, all the action over there. And thus, the Gita setting demonstrates for all of us that even if we are go-getters, what we are to go and where we are to go and what we are to get, that we will learn from the Gita. And that's why the Gita setting does away with all the excuses that we may use for postponing or neglecting or dodging its message. And thus the Gita tells us that there is nothing more important than understanding the knowledge that will direct our action. And that knowledge is provided in the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. Hare Krishna.